Hi, welcome to Medical Musings with Sam. This is a podcast for anyone whose lives are affected by chronic illness and are looking for hope in what can feel like a really hopeless situation. I'm a blogger, a writer, and founder of the online support group Medical Musings with Friends. I'm also the author of My Medical Musings, a story of love, laughter, faith, and hope living with a rare disease. Before becoming chronically ill, I was an executive manager with a passion for change management, coaching, and developing my team. Medical Musings with Sam is a podcast all about connecting with others who are trying to live well with chronic illness in the midst of difficult challenges and hurdles. Come on a journey with me, and together we can share our experiences of living a life of purpose, faith, and hope despite our diseases. Hi everyone, welcome back to Medical Musings with Sam. I'm so glad that you've joined me again today. Thank you for being here. I wanted to share a really beautiful quote that I woke up to a couple of days ago, and it had such meaning for me on so many levels, and particularly in relation to a topic which I feel is really important and I want to talk about today. So the quote was, it's from a lady called Nania Hoffman, and the quote is beautiful. For some people, your best will never be enough and your truth will be invisible. Beam your love and light and energy toward the ones who recognize your heart, and be ready to receive the goodness that comes to you. Sit in gratitude, not worry. Now, there is just so much, isn't there, to unpack in those words. And I break it, I guess, into two sections. The first one for me was, you know, be ready to receive the goodness that comes to you. Sit in gratitude, not worry. And the reason why that's important to me is many of you who follow my blog and my Facebook page, etc., will know that my husband and I made a really difficult decision to set up a fundraising page to help us with some but medical expenses that have accrued really over the space of 10 years since I was diagnosed. And so we have found ourselves in a difficult position financially. I don't want to talk too much about that now. And this is not about fundraising, this particular post. What it is about is people's reactions to that. And the first part of that quote was also so important and resonated so deeply with me. For some people, your best will never be enough and your truth will be invisible. And, you know, that just spoke volumes to me in relation to trolls. Now, I have never been trolled in my life on social media. So I was this week, really over the last couple of weeks, and I was not expecting it. I was disappointed from where it came from, which I won't go into details, and more disappointed because the particular person that disappointed me the most could have direct messaged me and had a chat, but chose to, attack me publicly. So you know, it happens, and it's not about me having a boohoo moment. It's just really made me, I guess, sit up and think, oh my goodness, you know, why do people do this? And at the end of the day, it is more about them than it is you, if you're the person that is being trolled. So I want to share with you my troll story. And I, as I said, experienced some trolling this week, my first ever, which is a bit of a miracle given my patient advocacy work is so public. And it's never nice, but it was a really good reminder for me to focus on the beauty in my life and to be truthful to myself, to be truthful with others. And, you know, if we do that really at the end of the day, those trolls, they just won't have the power or the impact that they seek to have, because there are no lies in what you're saying, what you're doing. And you are, to the best of your ability, being authentic and having integrity. And I think that that's really important. If you know that you're walking a path that for this moment in time is the right path for you, and it gives you a sense of peace, and you feel that sense of, integrity from that perspective, then keep walking it. Don't worry about what others may say, what others may think, because they don't always know everything that's going on. No matter how transparent you might be. I mean, in my case, I'm an open book. I can't be more transparent. I've shared, you know, even on the fundraising page, such personal information. And I guess the other thing with all of this isn't just about me. This is a decision my husband and I have made. It's about him as well. And the person has not even considered that this is not just fundraising for me. This is fundraising for us and his needs as well as my needs. So, so many things that trolls just get wrong, don't they? But anyway, as I said, I was trolled and I was called disgusting for doing the fundraising page and so much more. And but at the end of the day, as I said, trolls don't know me and they don't know you, not really. In my case, they don't know how much Peter and I have done over the years to serve the church. We've used our own funds to supplement part-time incomes so we could help remote communities. They don't know how much we've supported family and friends financially over the years. And there is so much more, but I'm not going to go into that because it's not necessary to do. But there is, you know, just things that if you don't take the opportunity to even personally, privately get to know somebody, you don't have the right to attack them. You know, and I appreciate that it looks like we are doing really well with a beautiful home, a happy marriage, a lovely family, etc. But these are the things that I focus on because I don't want my disease to rule my life, even though it does on so many levels. And the photos of my home and the beautiful things that it's filled with, they were all purchased before I medically retired. I was working full-time, incredibly long hours. And we are so grateful that we're in a position where back then we were able to create a beautiful home. And it's now given me an oasis in the midst of a desert of a disease. I can't travel. We don't go out for entertainment. We don't spend money on restaurants or concerts or movies or theatres. We don't have holidays. I simply can't physically do these things. Broken bones still scream at me even when I'm in a wheelchair, and the compressed nerves from the broken lumbar spine just causes so many issues with sitting, standing and lying down. So I have to rotate through those positions so often I couldn't possibly do any of those kind of entertainment things that would take a lot of our money. And look, even if we could go out now, we just don't even have the funds to do it. Chronic illness has taken away that. That's the reality when you have a really complex disease. And, you know, I've been told, you know, I'm not perhaps using NDIS correctly, or, you know, I have NDIS, how can I complain? Now, for my international listeners, NDIS is a National Disability Insurance Scheme, which you have to be approved for and, you know, dependent on your disability level, etc. It can be hard to get approved for. I've been very blessed that I have been given a very generous package because of my disease and the extent of my disease and the disability of it. But it's great for equipment, for carers, for cleaners. However, it doesn't pay for medical appointments. It doesn't pay for out-of-pocket surgery costs. It doesn't pay for hospital visits and treatments. I mean, you've had 20 surgeries over the space of 10 years and constant, medical specialist appointments where you've got a team of 8 to 10 specialists at any point in time. There is going to be a huge gap very quickly, particularly when you're on a pension, of what you can afford financially. So You know, that's again the reality of having complex chronic illness. And it is why I do my patient advocacy work, because I understand what people are going through. I understand how hard it is to make ends meet. I understand how difficult it is to wait for, you know, the safety net to kick in every year, because you've still got perhaps 6 months where you don't have that safety net, and it's just hard to make ends meet during that time, all of those things. And even when the safety net kicks in, you still have to pay in advance for the appointment and then wait for the rebate to come back. So you have to have a certain amount of money to be able to do that. So yeah, there's just so many things that are so complex and so intricate and not as simple as people may think. Great supports, yes, but there are, I guess, hiccups in how to manage it all and make it work for you. So I can't do entertainment. I can't do a lot of things. So you know what I do? I do home, and I'm so grateful to love my home. I love interior decorating, and I have enough stuff in my home to be able to shop in my cupboard and enjoy doing that and take photos and be creative. It's my art. It's my way of expressing my artistic side. The other way is writing, but you know, I still love to do something other than writing, and it's interior design. So bottom line is, you don't really know people without having real and honest conversations with them. Yet these trolls, they feel that they have the right to be cruel and opinionated in such a public way. And it's sad. And you know, the more you think about it, it's sad, because there clearly is an issue with how they're feeling about themselves. And I'm sorry for that. I really am. And you know, I think that we need to consider that as well. It doesn't, however, excuse their behaviour. So if you are in that situation where you are being attacked as well, honestly, my heart goes out to you. Please do not waver from something that you're passionate about, that you feel is the right path for you. If you're feeling a sense of peace about it, then God bless you on that path. And I pray that you would continue to walk forward and do the thing that is right for you, despite what others may say, because they are not prepared to find out the whole story or to get to know you properly. We also know that many of our friends would have been surprised that we went down a fundraising path. However, I don't think anyone was more surprised than we were. I always say, never say never. You know, life always takes twists and turns, in my experience, that we don't expect. And I have often ended up having to do things I said I never would. More times than I would like to think, really, in that sense. I remember one of the biggest things that I guess has been a part of my life. I remember sitting in the back seat of our car, my family car, my mum and dad were in the front, and dad had just, we must have been going out, and he'd just taken the mail out of the letterbox before we were driving out. And there was a letter from his dad. They lived in, all our families in the UK, we are in Australia. And so there was a letter from my granddad to my dad, and letting him know that my dad's sister had married an older man. And, you know, he wanted him to know from him so that he didn't get any surprises or shocks. I mean, this is going back to the 80s. So, you know, things weren't quite so open and accepting, I guess, back then. Anyway, I remember sitting in the back seat and saying, oh my goodness, I could never imagine doing that. That's just terrible. What a horrible thing to say, wasn't it? But anyway, the things we do when we're young. But what I find hilarious about all of that is that, what did I do? I ended up marrying a man who was 23 years my senior and who is the love of my life and my soulmate. So never say never. We just never know what life is going to bring our way. And, you know, if something is right, it's right. So I just find that really, really funny when I think back to that, particularly, as I said, given that I ended up doing exactly the same thing. What we do appreciate, though, is that the friends that we have, who we know perhaps wouldn't agree with the approach that we've taken with this fundraising, they've remained silent about it and they have still remained friends. And you know, that's just really priceless, and we really do thank them for that. But we appreciate and are still so overwhelmed by the friends, the family, the patient advocacy colleagues, and the people in the organisations I work for or volunteer for who have just shown the most amazing generosity with their gifts. Honestly, we just are just so, so, so grateful. So, as I said, I'm pretty much an open book. If anyone has any questions about our fundraising or my blogging, my advocacy work, my writing, or anything about my life, please direct message me. I'm more than happy to have private conversations. I'm happy to have public, respectful conversations as well. But certainly if there's something personal or really private that you'd like to ask me, then don't hesitate to direct message me. If I feel I can't answer, I'll let you know, and I'll let you know why. But if otherwise, there's really no reason why I can't. So, you know, it's about being transparent. It's about being real. It's about being honest and truthful. And, you know, going back to that beautiful, beautiful quote, for some people, your best will never be enough and your truth will be invisible. Beam your love and light and energy towards the ones who recognize your heart and be ready to receive the goodness that comes to you. Sit in gratitude, not worry. So much truth in that. The moment we feel grateful, the worry goes. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful for all of you listening to this today. I'm grateful for those of you that follow my blog. I'm grateful for those of you that have bought my book and read it. And I'm grateful for the feedback you guys give me in various ways. And usually when I'm least expecting it and most needing it, and you have no idea how much I need it at the time, so your timing is usually brilliant. Thank you, thank you. I so appreciate it. And I just wanted to highlight, you know, this whole trolling thing and how I've dealt with it, and how I hope that if you're experiencing it, you can deal with it too. Don't give up. Don't stop. Don't stop doing what you know to be right, and know that there are more people that support you than don't, particularly if you're doing something in a public space that you're getting feedback, good feedback on. Listen to that feedback, and take courage, because that's what we need sometimes, just a bit of courage to go, okay, I'm not going to let this get to me. I'm going to keep going. Thanks, guys, for listening. I'm actually going to be recording another podcast very shortly on a completely different subject, quite lighthearted, and I hope you'll enjoy that. Be back to more of my normal kind of life stories. So I hope you'll enjoy that. But I did want to share this one because I felt it was important. So you'll probably see two pop up quite quickly in your notifications for those that are followers. Thanks, guys, for listening. Talk to you really soon. Love you loads. Bye. If you enjoyed what you heard today, you can subscribe to this podcast or you can leave a review. I would really appreciate your support. If you would like to have more of my medical musings in your world on a regular basis, I also have a blog which you can find at www.mymedmusings.com. I post there at least weekly, so there's lots for you to read and be involved with. If you would really like to be a part of a nurturing community, Medical Musings with Friends is a private support group on Facebook, offering the hand of friendship, support, true care and understanding to anyone living with chronic illness. We would love to welcome you into our community. Just search Medical Musings with Friends on Facebook, click join, and you will receive the warmest of welcomes. I also have a book, My Medical Musings, a story of love, laughter, faith and hope living with a rare disease. It's available now through Amazon and my publisher, Imagine We Publishers. I would love for you to check it out. There's something in the My Medical Musings world for everyone. Something different to suit your needs. I hope you do find something that resonates with you and helps you feel you are not alone. Because you're not. Remember, chronic illness is a part of your life, not all of your life. Take care.